Campbell, and Farwell.
Mornings on today's Best Country, Country 106.7.
Yep, the NFL season kicked off last night. True. I want to talk about it because the New England Patriots absolutely destroyed my team.
I thought they won 28-21.
Yeah, but it was the score does not indicate the quality of the game for the Pittsburgh Steelers. They were embarrassed. They were down 21-3. I could go on and on. I did not enjoy the game at all. But I had been reading this fascinating story all week, and we all heard about the deflated balls in the AFC Championship game last week when the New England Patriots allegedly cheated to make the balls easier to grip. They underinflated them by league standards and cheated their way to victory. And they've been accused of cheating forever. Honestly, like, this goes back. I was reading this great article in ESPN this week that just documents all of the accusations of cheating. Sometimes they've been caught. They used to spy on other teams' coaching signals. And then there's the deflating of the balls. It goes on and on and on and on. And wouldn't you know, last night, apparently, there was some kind of communication problem in New England's football stadium, so the Pittsburgh Steelers coaches couldn't talk to one another.
Let me get this straight. A field of no less than 100 men, and they had trouble communicating? Say it ain't so! I don't even.
Okay. Why don't you listen to my head coach after the game, and then you decide. Paulie?
See, thanks for proving my point.
Usually you point to me.
You must be kidding.
You usually point to me when you want me to hit a button.
Do you see, you guys? They can't communicate.
I can't believe that just happened.
Because they have penises. They don't know how to talk to anybody. You see it just happened right here in front of my face.
Everybody listening right now,
by the way.
Everybody
honestly,
listening
people.
Right now knew exactly what I meant. And this dumb cuff over here.
Oh, maybe you guys need some hand signals. Like the sports.
We
the
do have hand signals. You just point to me when you want me to hit a button.
That was the best thing that
Should
ever
I hit the button now?
Jennifer, I'm leaving this
program.
In your hands because clearly only you can communicate with him.
Paulie, what I think would enhance this bit and actually make people, you know, be invested in it is for them to hear the audio of Farwell's Pittsburgh coach discussing why he thinks it was fake, that it wasn't really like a technical problem, that the Tom Brady screwed with the headsets. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
I got it.
Okay,
yes.
Good.
Let's
go.
I think it was an ESPN report that your radio went out, your communications.
That's always the case.
Here?
Yes.
Well, you're saying that every time you play here, you have radio.
I said what I said.
Mike, what exactly happened? You just didn't have any communication?
We were listening to the Patriots radio broadcast for the majority of the first half on our headsets.
Is it coach to coach or the coach to quarterback?
Coach to coach.
Coach to coach.
So they couldn't hear themselves. All they heard was the New England Patriots.
Lining up at the 18.
But now wouldn't that be helpful to hear what the coach of the team you're playing is saying to the other coach of the team
the
you're playing?
I thought the same thing, but they're usually just saying nasty things to one another that are not fit for...
The two coaches on the same team are saying nasty things to
one
another?
Oh, yeah, they'd just be yelling, like, why did you let that guy do this, and why did you let that guy do that? Yeah, the really important communication comes from the coaches to the players, and that's where all the signals come in.
Okay.
Anyway, this is not unheard of. Where the New England Patriots play. In this article I read in ESPN, apparently they even had a league official sit up in the coaches booth, because there are coaches that sit up in a booth with headsets on to talk to the coaches down on the sidelines. And there are always problems with their headsets when they play in New England.
And
always.
So the coach said, I said what I said. So he's inferring that this ain't no accident.
Listen, let's just get the New England Patriots cheat better than anybody else. That's all they do. They cheat. They're the best cheaters in the National Football League. And I'm not just saying that because I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
How come wouldn't you, if I were an overpaid athlete and I played football, I played in the best football league in the world, why would you want to cheat?
Because you want to win.
But then why don't you just go win? What sort of self-satisfaction could you possibly get from knowing that you won because you cheat?
They don't care. Tom Brady doesn't care.
I know. Ask that first girl. He knocked up and then left for the supermodel. Once right. A cheater, always a cheater.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.